And it's Ian here with you.
And man, Rich, you can bring up whatever you want if you call the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Thrown up, I got some audio in my ears from a commercial spot of some sort. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. And, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com and experience all the free stuff that we have there. We've had somebody hanging on patiently throughout the news break. We're going to bring him on. I think I'm not even sure. He's in Indianapolis. Key Komobayova, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm trying to pronounce your name. I don't know if the board op spelled it right at all. Hello? Going once? Caller? I'm not sure what your name is, so if you're on the line, you should probably speak up right now. Caller going once? Caller going twice? Well, perhaps we will try him back in a little bit. He wanted to talk about prohibition. That's what we spent about all our last hour talking about. We had Gene Amundsen on the line. He was the Prohibition Party candidate, somebody who wanted to actually bring back alcohol prohibition to America, which, of course, is just absolutely insane because that would do nothing but make more violence. It would make more people unable to afford alcohol, and so they would just get violent on others so they could get money to purchase the alcohol that they want.
Well, his plan wasn't quite that easy. I mean, he had some sort of central planning thing going on where they would be giving away free alcohol.
Free alcohol
to
is not free.
Alcohol addicts, which I personally do drink, and I probably drink maybe 3 times a week. Usually I'll have a couple of beers on the weekends before I go to bed. And when I say a couple, I mean 2, sometimes a third. And I don't want to go any place to get free alcohol because I have a problem.
You don't want to go live in Alcoholville?
I want to enjoy a beer at my house.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Yeah, it was totally ludicrous. Well, luckily, not everybody is as whacked out. And we've got a story out of Mexico from last night that I'm going to follow up on here. We reported yesterday on Free Talk Live that apparently Mexico is on the verge of semi-decriminalization. They're going to make it so if you're an individual, you can possess up to certain amounts of virtually all drugs.
Minuscule amounts.
Very small amounts, personal amounts.
Even smaller than personal amounts.
In some cases. Marijuana, heroin, LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, all of it is going to be legal to possess on a personal level, very small amounts. It's a step in the right direction. Unfortunately, the other side of that law is they're going to make it increased penalties for the dealers, which is just silly in my opinion, but I was speculating last night, man, which I was saying to myself on the air, you know, I think the reason they're doing this is because there's just been too many arrests. And I based that claim off of what's going on here in America. I mean, as I pointed out last hour, we arrested about 1.5 million Americans. Our friends, our family members were arrested, put through the system. Many cases had to pay court costs, had to go to, you know, had to go to jail in some cases. And, you know, we're burdening our system, our judicial system, with these drug cases in America. So I just sort of thought to myself, must be the same thing happening down in Mexico. And turns out I was absolutely right. According to ABC News, Oscar Aguilar, a Mexico City political analyst, said Vicente Fox appeared almost certain to sign the law. His office, apparently his office proposed that he would, and his party supports it, and that he had apparently been betting that it would not draw much notice. Well, now all of the U.S. agencies are starting to freak out over this. He says that's probably why the Senate, passed it in the way they did in the closing hours of the final session. He is going to sign it. He's not going to abandon his party 2 months before the presidential election. And as it turns out, it is indeed the reason for this is because the Mexican jails have been overloaded with individuals that were just on possession charges. Mexican law, let's see, currently their law essentially says that if you get busted by a cop, if they catch you with a little bit of marijuana, then the cop gets to decide whether or not to press charges against you and arrest you, which just basically means if you don't have enough money to bribe the cop and make him go away.
Like all the money you have on you, I would imagine.
Right. You will get arrested in that case. So, as it turns out, yes, I was absolutely right. The Mexican jails are overloaded. That's why they're forgetting about it. They're forgetting about personal possession. And the U.S. agencies, the DEA, the anti-drug agencies are freaking out over this, man, which they don't know what to do.
You know, it's only going to increase the amount of drugs that are coming across the border, I would imagine. Whatever net there was that was catching them and slowing them down in Mexico is going to be it by the sounds of it, pretty much gone.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's going to do a lot for Mexico's economy. I mean, there's going to be more people going on vacation in Mexico now, don't you think?
I would suspect.
I mean, I would bet the Netherlands has a healthy little tourist appeal since they've legalized marijuana over there partially. And to the same extent, I'm sure a lot of people that have never considered going to Mexico before on a vacation are now going to be seriously considering it. In fact, Senator Jorge Zermeno of Fox's Conservative National Action Party says, "We can't close our eyes to this reality. We cannot continue to fill our jails with people who have addictions." What's it going to take to get American politicians to even come close to making sensible statements like that? Because our American politicians just aren't even paying attention, apparently. They're not paying attention to the multiple opinion polls that say that Americans on the West and the East Coast overwhelmingly would like to have legal marijuana. They just ignore that. And they keep pushing for more laws and more penalties when the Hispanic, the Mexican politicians are clearly coming to their senses and realizing, hey, this is kind of fruitless. We just keep arresting people and putting them in jails. We're not doing anything to stop the addiction. And so you put them in jail, you let them out, they get the drugs in jail too. We can't even keep drugs out of our own jails.
Well, I wonder how it is that our government manages to get such great financial returns from the war on drugs, whereas the Mexican government was finding it to be just stiflingly expensive. Is it because we just have so much money in this country that they're able to sponge more and more off of the citizens in order to fight a bigger and bigger drug war and grow a larger and larger government?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're involved in a line of work, that, you know, whatever it is that you concentrate on grows. So if you have people who are involved in a drug war, then they're going to continue to want to grow the drug war and get bigger and bigger.
Great point. Hundreds of thousands of prisoners in a poor country is going to be a lot more difficult to support than hundreds of thousands in a very wealthy country like America.
Right. I mean, it's essentially it's a business in this country.
Let's go to the phones. You bring whatever you want. Wayne has been waiting patiently. Wayne in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, guys. Great segment on prohibition.
Hey, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I favor prohibition in certain areas.
Like what?
Oh, like tyranny and government spending and fiat currency, unconstitutional laws, stuff like that. I'm sure
yeah,
you guys agree.
I'd like to prohibit government laws. Sure, great
idea. What do you mean by fiat currency?
Well, the dollar and all the other ones around the world now, they're inflating like there's no tomorrow.
Because they're attached to nothing.
Yes, they're attached to nothing.
If the dollar was directly attached to gold, then perhaps it would be worth something?
Yes, because that would limit the amount of money they could print up. In the old days, if there was a dollar bill out there, there was a silver dollar in a vault someplace to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a $20 bill out there in the old days, 100 years ago, there was an ounce of gold in a vault somewhere to back it up. So
the good old days.
Yes, the good old days.
Since 1913, when the dollar was essentially attached to nothing, it's now worth like 97. It's dropped 97%. It's worth 3% of what it was then. But gold essentially buys the same amount of stuff as it did in 1913.
Right, because gold's price goes up as the dollar inflates. And didn't we just hit a 25-year high on the price of gold?
Yes, it's been amazing. This week, silver's starting to shoot up again now. The silver ETF was approved and started yesterday.
What's an ETF?
An exchange-traded fund that tracks the price of silver. And silver's in pretty short supply around the world right now. A lot of it's been consumed. It was so cheap for so long that it wasn't worth mining. So now it's really taken off, and I think my personal opinion is it will go past its previous high of $55.
Wow. Well, Wayne, you wanted to tell us about a funeral that happened today.
Yes, it was up in Keene.
Hold on, we're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231, they had a funeral for the Constitution, complete with a hearse and everything, I think. We'll find out the details coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, 800-259-9231, that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0262. 7027. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can bring up absolutely anything. The Saturday edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of great stuff, and it's all totally free. The wiki is there. wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you straight to it. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. What is the wiki, Manwich?
Well, the wiki is a web page that the listeners get, or web pages that the listeners get to transform into whatever they want. And
yeah.
They turned it into like 500 pages of content about the hosts, the callers, topics, everything. It's amazing.
Right. It's incredible. All the content there created by you, the listeners.
They even made a little fan club for each one of the hosts.
They did. You can add in whatever you want. You can edit the wiki. It's totally free. Free at wiki.freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones. Back to Wayne in New Hampshire. Wayne, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Now, you're going to tell us about a funeral that happened today out there in New Hampshire.
Yes, it was very sad, actually. I got a bit choked up over it. They had a funeral for the Constitution of the United States, right at Central Square in Keene.
That's because, in your opinion, the Constitution is a dead document. Is that right?
It appears to be, yes, and it's sad.
Did you find anybody thinking that it was sort of sacrilegious or not a good thing to do to have a funeral for the Constitution?
It's funny because we went to a store after. I went into a store with my son after we did it, about an hour after, and my son mentioned it in the store, and this lady says, "Oh, yeah, I saw that." And she was really, you could tell it seemed to get to her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I said, you know, it really makes you think, doesn't it? She said, yes, it does.
Huh.
And this is a health food store, you know?
I'm looking at the photos from it. You can go to nhfree.com, and you can see the photos from the funeral. It looks like you actually had some sort of you were at a gazebo of some sort,
yeah,
and you got some guys in suits. Were there people saying last words? I mean, how did this go down?
Yes, people were going around and basically talking about the different articles and different amendments in the Constitution and their feelings about losing it.
Mm. And I see there was a not too shabby of a crowd there as well. Looks like you had a decent turnout. So you started at the gazebo. You kind of had some speeches, some last words, some remembrance. You then took it to the hearse, correct? And then
yes.
Where did you go from there?
And then we went down to the park. There's a park, what's it called? There, it's in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little memorial lunch.
I see. So what happened to the Constitution? Did you bury it or something? Or
no, it was in the casket, as
I
you
see.
Probably saw from the pictures.
Right.
And it had some flowers in there, and it had the Bill of Rights in there as well, next to it. And looking down at it, I felt real sad, and I thought about the Founding Fathers. And I thought if they could come back today, they'd probably go down to Washington and go in the woods and get a nice switch and go into Congress and go into the Senate and take these guys behind the woodshed and give them a good whooping.
Well, can you imagine what they would think about how far the American people have let us go down the path towards tyranny and oppression in this country? It's just amazing.
I think if the Founding Fathers came to Washington that they would probably ship them off to Guantanamo.
Maybe so. Wayne, thanks for the call tonight.
Okay,
we appreciate
take care, guys.
You, sir. 800-259-9231. We're going to try this call again here. I think he's back on. Keisham Yoba in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich. This is going to be the second and final try. Keisham Yoba in Indianapolis, going once.
The name is Kaifo Myoba.
Kaifo Myoba?
Yeah, it's a good libertarian acronym.
What's
it
stand for?
It actually stands for Keep Your Freaking Hands Off.
Ah, that's cute. So what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted, by the way, I think our Founding Fathers would not have gone for a switch. I think they'd have gone for something a little higher caliber. But in regards to the Prohibition fellow, Gene, I was disappointed that he didn't really answer any of your very specific questions.
No, he just wanted to throw out his fake statistics.
Right, yeah. And, of course, those are things we're all in agreement about, that alcohol is a harmful drug that anyone knows is not really good for people, by and large, especially if taken to excess. But the interesting tidbit that I'd like to give to you is prior to Prohibition, the pattern of alcohol consumption was about three parts fermented beverages to one part distilled. But after Prohibition, those ratios reversed, and they stayed reversed up until the late 60s, I believe, and when they started to switch around. And they're still, even now, they're just now going about two parts fermented to one part distilled.
Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure.
Well, it means that people quit drinking. Prior to Prohibition, people would drink beer and wine about three times more than they would, say, distilled liquor.
Oh.
The harder stuff. And after Prohibition, well, since if you're going to go to jail, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah.
Besides, if you know, you're going to drink, more people drank to get drunk and have the big party atmosphere.
Right.
During the Prohibition, so.
It takes less. I mean, less alcohol to get the desired effects.
Get the desired effect. And you notice the same effect with other drugs. In areas where cocaine originated in the South America, you have people chewing coca leaves for recreation, their afternoon coffee break, what have you.
Right, it's kind of mild.
It's a very mild stimulant. But then, as Prohibition has continued, you see cocaine becoming much more concentrated. You have powdered cocaine, now you have crack.
Mm-hmm.
The heroin strength and purity has gone up tremendously the Vietnam days. So yeah, that's another problem with drug prohibition.
Great
that I just
point.
Thought I'd throw out for
and
you.
And really, there's nothing but problems with prohibition. It just does. It just creates problem on top of problem, and then of course the government's only solution is to throw more money and more soldiers, more cops at the problems.
Yeah, every problem begets another one, for which requires more of their intervention. It reminds me of that great quote from William Pitt: "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human liberty. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves."
Indeed. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight, sir. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Speaking of drug addicts, Rush Limbaugh. We reported yesterday that he was arrested. He was apparently brought down to the jail. He turned himself in. They processed him in record time, apparently about an hour, which you and I wouldn't get that kind of priority processing. They'd keep us there for several hours, at least.
Well, you'd say something inflammatory and end up probably staying there for months.
I don't know. Maybe I'd take the Lauren Canario approach and not say anything at all. Then they'd probably smash my face in. Rush Limbaugh, apparently, though, here's an update for you, man. When he reached a settlement with prosecutors on Friday in a fraud case involving prescription painkillers. According to the Associated Press, Limbaugh turned himself in, and then he was released on a $3,000 bail. His attorney, Roy Black, said his client and prosecutors reached a settlement on the charge of doctor shopping. Under the deal, Limbaugh would eventually see the charge dismissed in 18 months if he continues treatment for drug addiction.
Okay.
Limbaugh also must continue to seek treatment from the same doctor that he has seen for the past 2.5 years. He entered a plea of not guilty in court on Friday. According to his lawyer, Mr. Limbaugh and I have maintained from the start that there was no doctor shopping, and we continue to hold this position.
You know, it sounds to me like the system's worked perfectly in this case. It's once again protected the rich.
Oh, yes. In fact,
because this would not be offered to anyone else.
Well, there's a reason why they offered it to Limbaugh, and that's because he's agreed to make a hefty cash payment to the state, which is really what they're all about. It's about separating people from their money. We'll tell you how much money Limbaugh is paying to get these charges dropped in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231, Saturday edition. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates. You get them totally free, freetalklive.com. Actually, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up for them. That's updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll be the first to know when anything happens with Free Talk Live. Whatever it is we need to tell you, you'll be on the list. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. And if you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So yesterday, Rush Limbaugh got arrested. Well, there was a warrant put out for his arrest. He found out, went down with his lawyer, turned himself in, got turned around in an hour's time, record fast, was released, $3,000 bail was all it was. And apparently they have entered an agreement. Him and his lawyer have gotten into an agreement with the state of Florida for this doctor shopping charge because prosecutors seized Limbaugh's health records after learning that he received about 2,000 painkillers prescribed by four doctors in 6 months at a pharmacy near his Palm Beach mansion. They contend that Limbaugh engaged in doctor shopping or illegally deceived multiple doctors to receive overlapping prescriptions because he has an addiction or had an addiction to painkillers. And here's how he got out of it, Manwich. Not only has he offered to, not only has he agreed to not violate the law for the next 18 months, he's also agreed to pay $30,000 to the state.
Well, that's chump change compared to what he's going to pay in lawyer's fees defending against it, I'm sure.
Maybe so, but the state doesn't get a chunk of the lawyer's fees.
Right.
This is money for the state. The state loves to take money from people, and so you know this is one of the reasons why that he was able to get off, because he could just afford to essentially buy out his charges. Now, if you and I were facing a felony charge of doctor shopping, what do you think would happen to us? You think we'd be given the same options? I just don't think so.
I don't think we'd even be given the option to give $30,000 to get out of the charges.
I don't think so either.
No, I think that this is really privilege of the rich and influential. And that's what you got going on there.
I
don't know,
is.
You know, which Republican, perhaps, you know, what if George Bush? I'm just positing. What if George Bush gives a little call down there to his brother Jeb and says, "Hey, Russia's been really good to us."
Right.
We probably wouldn't be in control and in office right now if it wasn't for Rush.
Yeah. Can we make this go away?
Yeah. Well, you know, let's see what we can do for him. Now, don't do anything crazy because people will know that what happened there.
Right.
But let's just, you know, make it a little easier on him.
And you know what?
It looks like in 18 months, his charges are going to go away.
Yes.
As long as he continues treatment, whatever that is, which getting somebody to sign a piece of paper saying that he's been treated properly, or maybe it's once a month they get signed a piece of paper, or maybe they sign it at the end of the 18 months. I don't know. And I'm sure that he's not going to be tracked very well. If you can look at, well, any government program to see that things aren't tracked very well, there's still people living in FEMA trailers from the Florida hurricanes.
Exactly.
Let alone the Louisiana ones. So, I mean, things aren't really being tracked very well anywhere. So, I'm kind of skeptical about this whole thing.
Now, just because there's laws on the books against doctor shopping doesn't mean that we agree with those laws. I mean, we're just pointing out that Limbaugh is getting preferential treatment. What needs to happen here, of course, is that we need to just get rid of prescriptions. people need to be able to just go and purchase the drugs that they're looking to purchase without having to go through some onerous task of going to find a doctor who's willing to prescribe it to you. And one of the reasons why you sometimes have to doctor shop if you want to get your hands on some of these hydrocodone-based medications is because the doctors are deathly afraid to write prescriptions for this stuff.
Yeah.
The DEA has rules that say that you can only write so many prescriptions to an individual for this particular type of medication. And they don't want to be...
As though the DEA knows how many people you're going to see for pain.
Right. Well, I mean, or... Anyway, it's ludicrous to suggest the DEA should have anything to do with a doctor and his patient. But nonetheless, doctors are afraid to write prescriptions for hydrocodone medications because they don't want the DEA coming and cracking down on them, as they have done before, for writing too many prescriptions, or too many in the DEA's eyes. So what we need to do is just make it so that individuals can make their own choices. Yes, that's right. Free Talk Live thinks you're big adults, and you can make your own decisions, and those decisions should include what you ingest into your own body. Look, when I see a pill in front of me, I don't just throw it in my mouth and think, well, it's a pill, it must be good. I do research. If I decide I have a problem and I need a solution, I go and I find out what the possible solutions are. I would get multiple opinions on as to which of those possible solutions is the best, and then I would decide on my own whether or not I want to go with one of those solutions. I shouldn't have to go through all of those steps just to get my hands on something that I might know is a solution already.
About a year and a half ago, this essentially happened to me. I had started taking scuba diving classes, and I did something wrong. My station tubes, I believe, were clogged up, and I ruptured an eardrum.
Oof.
It was close to the most painful experience of my life. I'm not sure if it was, but it was right up there. Well, I decided I was going to go, and it progressively got worse as the evening went on. So I decided I was going to go to the emergency room. But before I did, I stopped off at my mom's house, who was, you know, a couple of houses down from mine. And I decided I'd get something because I knew that in the emergency room, you're going to be waiting. Well, she happened to have some, I believe it was hydrocodone or something like that,
yeah,
in the medicine cabinet. So I took one of them.
Illegally.
Yeah, that would be illegally because they were...
Wasn't your prescription.
No, as a matter of fact, they're not even her prescriptions.
Uh-oh.
They're my grandmother's prescriptions.
Ooh.
And she died in 1997.
So they're expired.
Right. So there they are, sitting there just being evil drugs in the medicine cabinet that haven't been used in 7 years or at the time. So I took one of these things, and my wife and I got halfway to the hospital, and I said, and I knew, by the way, that the emergency room was going to cost a lot more than a doctor,
mm-hmm,
now, especially since it was Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
So I got halfway to the hospital, and I said, suddenly my pain isn't so bad.
Right.
I've taken this pill, and it's gone. I don't feel my ear at all. Well, I was a little more talkative than usual and probably irritated my wife, but we turned around and went back home, and that little pill probably saved me $100 in
maybe more
in emergency room fees.
I mean, the $100 would have just covered the painkiller that they'd give you in the emergency room,
mm-hmm,
let alone the visit and all the other stuff.
Now, the doctor gave me a prescription for Lortabs.
Mm-hmm. Same stuff.
I didn't get the prescription because I didn't have the pain anymore. So I decided, I don't need this. And I don't particularly want to get involved in morphine-based stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it. But shouldn't I be free to do what I did?
To take your mom's pill, your grandma's pills, your dead grandmother's pills?
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't I, in the case where I didn't happen to have a mother who keeps expired medication around in her medicine cabinet, shouldn't I have been able to go to the grocery, or not the grocery store, but the drugstore, and buy a pill that would have taken care of the pain like this did? It was magic. That stuff took effect. Bam, pain was gone.
Well, you could have made a drastic mistake, man, which you could have taken the wrong pill, and without seeing a doctor, you might have done the wrong thing and harmed yourself even
worse. I might have gone into my laundry room and drank a gallon of bleach. I mean, might. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's instructions on pills. They tell you how to take these things.
But, man, which there are irresponsible people out there who will abuse these things.
Well, why don't they go into their laundry rooms and drink gallons of bleach then?
Like, they're not going to drink any bleach. They're irresponsible. They're going to take pills and hurt themselves. We need to lock them up.
Why? That's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk, but nobody thinks about this. I mean, we've talked about prohibition of drugs and prohibition of alcohol, but nobody ever thinks about getting rid of the prescription process. I mean, people think that's crazy talk. People have been raised with, you know, this method of acquiring medicines. There's some that you can get over the counter, but people are used to getting the good stuff through their doctors. Why? It's essentially a monopoly privilege for these doctors to be the sole dispensers of certain types of products.
It is a monopoly privilege. You don't see plumbers giving out prescriptions, do you?
1-800-259-9231.
Take two of these and I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, look at my butt crack.
Hey, more on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Should we end prescriptions? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, live Saturday edition. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there, dial-up version as well. Two sizes will fit virtually every internet connection, and they're totally free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about ending the prescription process. And I was just thinking during the break about how wonderful that would be. I mean, I don't go and buy prescription medications very often. In fact, I very rarely am sick, and I'm fortunate about that. Of course, I'm young, so that's probably a factor. But I was just thinking about how nice it would be, because my old lady that I used to live with used to get sick fairly often, and she'd go to the doctor, get a prescription, and I'd have to go and get it filled. And the pharmacy that she had her account at was at a grocery store, and it had different hours in the grocery store. It closed at 8 o'clock in the evening. The grocery store closed at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you came in, and one time I remember coming in at 7:58, you know, 2 minutes before closing time, and they just decided to close up early. And that kind of irritated me because, if you're going to stay open till 8 o'clock, stay open till 8 o'clock and then close up. But I understand people got to go home, whatever. But I didn't get my prescription filled as a result of that. And so my lady had to wait for an extra day before she could actually get the medication that she was looking for. And I know they have the 24-hour places, but those guys can be a little bit more expensive, right? The Walgreens and all those places, they can be a little more expensive because you're paying for the 24-hour convenience of being able to get the prescriptions. I just thought to myself, gosh, it sure would be nice if we had the freedom in America, this so-called free country, to be able to walk in to, say, Walmart at 3 in the morning, walk up to the, you know, the health and beauty aid section, find the product that we're looking for on the shelf.
Hydrocodone, right there on the shelf.
Hydrocodone, and find the milligram amounts that we want to get, grab it, take it to the front register, and check out. I mean, getting the pills you need would be a 15-minute process, and that includes drive time, I think, for most Americans, because there's some sort of 24-hour location near them. It's everywhere in America. So it would make it a lot easier to get your hands on the medication that you need. You wouldn't have to go through this stupid process of having to see the doctor, hoping that he gives you what it is that you're looking for. Because sometimes, with the restrictions we have in this country, doctors, as I pointed out before, are afraid to give out prescriptions for certain medications. So if you need pain medication, they might say, oh, I'll make you a prescription for Tylenol 3. No, doc, look, that's not going to work for me. I mean, there are some people that have severe pain that Tylenol 3 is just not going to cut it. Well, I don't. Well, let's try this and see if it works out. No, that's not what I want. So you can walk into a doctor's office and you can walk out with a prescription that's different than what you know that will help you. I mean, if you've tried like you did, man, which you had one of your grandmother's hydrocodones once, it wasn't yours, so you broke the law to do it, and you found out that it worked for you. So you knew already that hydrocodone was an effective pain medication for you. And if you were to go into a doctor's office and say, doc, I got severe pain. Look, I've tried this hydrocodone before and I know it works. He might not give it to you anyway, even though it's what you're asking for. Because he's in control.
Sure.
Not you. Not the consumer. The way it should be. 1-800-259-9231. Here's a very, very outrageous story.
Okay.
Totally changing gears. From Tampa Bay. 5 years ago, when Monica Pippen was 16, she entered a wet T-shirt contest during spring break at Daytona Beach.
Oh, my.
The Plant City High School junior exposed her breasts as men doused her with pitchers of water, she said.
What was she doing in a bar at 16?
She was on a beach.
Gotcha.
And she won the $100 grand prize.
Well, congratulations, Monica. I'm sure you've got quite a pair.
Then one day, a neighbor saw Pippin in a Playboy video on cable television. Called her parents. Pippin sued, saying she never consented to be in Playboy Exposed, All-American Girls, and Girls Gone Crazy, Spring Break. She was in apparently two different videos.
Okay.
I find it disgusting and embarrassing, Pippin, now 21, said in a...
The winner of the wet T-shirt contest finds it disgusting and embarrassing. Okay.
It gets better. The quotes are fantastic. She said this in a sworn statement as part of her 2002 federal lawsuit. I think it makes me look like some kind of prostitute or porn movie star, almost like I'm trying to show my body to the camera, which I was not. Wait a minute. She's on a beach. This is spring break.
Where did they hide the cameras?
There was cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Her lawsuit named Playboy Entertainment, Anheuser-Busch, Deslin Hotels, Best Buy, and several other entertainment companies. She settled, apparently, with Anheuser-Busch and Playboy earlier this month. Could not be reached for comment. Her attorneys wouldn't disclose the details of the settlement.
Well, now, I'm sort of the opinion that the girls in the video should be compensated well, especially if the companies are going to make a lot of money on them.
What do you mean, compensated well? She was compensated. She won the T-shirt contest.
Did she know that she was going to be in Girls Gone Crazy 7?
I don't think you should have to know what you're going to be in. You should know there's a camera there. As long as you know there's a camera, I think that you are automatically consenting at that point to being in whatever it is that cameraman wants you to be in. If you don't want to be on camera, don't take your shirt off and don't get in front of the camera.
You know, these are wise rules, but I feel like the girls should be compensated. I mean, they made a lot of money off these things.
How much money?
Did Playboy make?
How much should she be compensated for?
She should get a percentage of the revenue. Small percentage.
So if there's 100 girls in a video, they should all get a percentage of the
smaller
revenue?
Smaller percentages.
That's
obviously, if the girl, if the video is, what is her name? Monica?
Uh-huh.
Monica gone wild. Monica should get a larger percentage of the revenue than it should be that if Monica is one
well,
of
then she should,
100 of girls
hold
gone
on,
crazy.
Man, which, if she wants a percentage of revenue, she should sign an agreement that says that she's going to get a percentage of revenue to show her breasts on camera. Well, she didn't do that.
And they didn't give her the opportunity to sign an agreement.
So? They don't have to, as far as I'm concerned. They gave her the opportunity to be in a wet T-shirt contest
that was being filmed.
And she took him up on it. She took him up on it, and now she's suing as a result of it. There's some fantastic quotes
coming
up here.
Maybe they should have had a contract when she joined the contest that said any video of this is ours exclusively, and you get whatever you get.
Maybe they should have. 800-259-9231. However, she was underage, so she couldn't sign the contract. We'll come back and talk about this more. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's mangosteenmarkets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And man with
you. That's right. You can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff there, and it is all for free. We're going to come back to the story about this dumb little girl who was in a wet T-shirt contest at the age of 16, and now she's suing as a result of someone using the footage in a video. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that, but we got people who want to take control of the airwaves, so we're going to go to I'm hoping I pronounced this right. Reeby in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich. Reeby? Whoever's calling from Washington, go ahead and say hello, because I'm pretty sure I'm butchering your name. Reeby going once, Reeby going twice. This is not a good night for phone calls, man.
No, it's not working.
I'm hoping that our phones are working correctly. Hello?
I heard something.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, okay. Who is this?
This is Fred Reeby.
Oh, Next time when you call in, give the call screener your first name. It'll be easier for him.
Fred, you want to give him your address, too?
Yeah, really. I'll
you want your telephone number.
My social security number, too.
Yes. What's on your mind, sir? You're on free
time. Yeah, I heard you mention about the Rush Limbaugh thing, and in defense of no one, I just wanted to say that my son just went through a process quite similarly, only he had several other felonies. And he went to court, and at the hearing, the judge said, all right, your bail's $3,000, and we'll drop all of these other felony charges if, when you get out, you do some community service and then get in, get some help. And then if you stay clean for 2 years, all of these things get dropped. They're expunged from your record, and he was 24 years old, so not just the rich.
Well, it's nice to see, but I'll tell you, our prisons are full of people who, even first-time convictions, have been, caught with drugs, and, that maybe they don't have, I hate to say it, but I believe that our system is probably a little nicer to white kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, well, I don't know, where we live is, the majority of the people that are in these courts are something other than white, I think it's just that they're so inundated with this kind of stuff that's what they're doing. They want to try to help people, so that's what they do, and whether it works or not, I don't know, but
maybe so. Although I think the obvious answer here is to make it so people can possess and use these drugs as they wish, and that way we don't have to pay for any of this anymore, any of this enforcement. It's just a waste of our tax dollars.
Yeah, true. I agree with that. There's a lot of things they do to waste money. So
good to have you out there, Fred. Hey, thanks for calling in. We hope to hear from you again sometime.
All the best for your
you
time.
You bet. I'm listening. First
all
time
right,
I heard
man.
The program.
Thanks. So. We're on every Saturday night there in Washington. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Vance in Indianapolis. Vance, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi. Regarding the prescription drugs,
yeah.
To what extent, then, would the doctor not be involved?
Well,
would we get rid of doctors altogether?
No.
Has your doctor ever told you to stop smoking and take more vitamin C? Perhaps if you need to get some sleep, to chew valerian root?
No, I'm saying, like, for instance, I have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I take a medication for blood pressure medicine.
Right.
He monitors my medication. He monitors my blood pressure.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't go to a doctor. I mean, gosh, go and get some advice from a doctor. Have them monitor you if that's necessary. But there are some people out there that know the medication they need for the problem that they have, and they shouldn't have to go through this process to get the hands on the medication that they want, don't you think?
No, I don't think that a consumer has the same experience as a doctor.
Oh, they don't. Absolutely don't have the same experience as a doctor.
I'd like to hold you over and talk a little bit more. If you can hang on,
okay.
We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. Prescription medications, girls doing wet T-shirt contests. We'll talk about anything. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People.